Reagan.
You're Eric.
Yeah.
You're Eric. And welcome to.
Okay, that's it.
Okay.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to The Reform Way. I am Corey Smith alongside Eric Connor and Peter Pohl. Each week, we will bring you interviews, insights, and share our knowledge of the fitness world. We'll look at topics both in and out of the gym through the lens of an exercise enthusiast, a CrossFit coach, and a gym owner. Also, be sure to like and subscribe to stay up to date with our most current episodes.
Hey guys, this is Eric Connor, and I am here with The Reform Way. I am joined by my panel of experts, Mr. Peter Pohl.
Experts. Well, you got one expert, and Corey, maybe.
Loose terms. Loose terms.
Being called an expert.
You are. You are an expert extraordinaire. Hello, Eric. How you doing?
Good. Thank you. And extraordinaire expert, Mr. Corey Smith.
Extra expert.
Yeah. So we are talking today about a common question that we get, and how often should you work out, or how often should I work out? Okay. So we are. For sake of understanding and things like that, we're kind of categorizing athletes, people, anyone kind of into three different categories, which would essentially be something thinking of like beginner, intermediate, advanced, or beginner, intermediate, kind of like veteran. And the interesting thing about this is not really actually the athletic level, if we want to think of it that way. So it's not like the fittest people in the world are advanced. It's more level of understanding or depth of understanding. With regards to movements, workouts, whatever you're kind of really actively doing, as well as understanding of your own body. So this is where these kind of things really play in more.
And that's what's great about CrossFit is that, at least from my experience from the very beginning, is that they gently, this can really gently walk you through of learning all those steps and understanding in the beginning. Mm-hmm. That it's really embracing for everybody out there who wants to come in and say, oh, I just can't crush myself like that. Well, mm-hmm. you don't have to crush. We're going to today talk about how not to crush yourself, how to enjoy the walk, mm-hmm. and then make it into a slight jog and then into a run. But there's no rush.
Right.
It's a journey versus a goal. Well, it can be a goal, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, there's everybody's on like a different timeline of their own journey too, is there's people who are, if you want to call them beginner, that stay a beginner for a while and, you know, they progress, and then there's some people that come in that are pretty knowledgeable and they, you know, advance pretty rapidly, but everyone's kind of on their own trajectory. So it's not, you know, you have to progress from beginner to intermediate by this date, and if not, then you're falling behind. But you know, everyone's got their own lives, their own things, that they eventually progress at their own pace, and that's the pace that's right for them.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Definitely. So within that, like Corey said, not really like a specific timeline. It's kind of subjective to each person and their experiences and where they come from anyway.
Boy, there's a lot of kumbaya in this one going on, right? I can just feel the love of this. Can you guys feel that out there in the audience? Can you feel the love of this group today?
We've turned the lights down low. Yeah,
there's candles, there's incense. We all have our reform hats on.
We smell great. So with regards to some of that, like there's general amounts that people probably should be attending, working out, doing other kind of activities when they're beginner experience level, beginner understanding level, intermediate, advanced. These are kind of like, these can bleed over, you know, amounts of these, and it also lifestyle will play into a factor of this as well, right? And what you can do. But we'll talk first on the beginner. So the beginner is more like someone that may not have really done anything in a while, right? And this can even be someone that's been active in the past, but it's been out for, like what we're seeing a lot nowadays is like people have been out for a couple years, or life happens, they have kids, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Whether it's from CrossFit or other activities or sport or something, right? They've been out for quite a while. So their understanding or their body's awareness to activity and things like that is minimal or zero, right? So those people.
So that's a beginner that, when you say that, is left a relatively, for whatever the circumstance, more of a sedentary lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's not like someone who has come off of 3 years of intensive mountain bike training or whatever.
Well, it's almost like, let's look at this, and this will kind of preface back to it. Let's look at this as like steps 1 to 10.
Okay.
Let's say steps 1 to 3 are like beginner category. Steps like 4 to 7 are intermediate, and steps like 8 to 10 might be more veteran or advanced. Gotcha. Right? So someone who's super stagnant, done nothing ever. My mom, when she started this stuff, had never really done anything active for 50 years. Right. And that just wasn't our thing. Like, it wasn't a common thing. She wasn't really out of shape, but she wasn't active. She'd be a 1, right? Someone like you're saying, may, if they were coming into CrossFit or starting this kind of stuff up, they might be a number 3.
That was me. Right. Three.
Because you're still a beginner, because your understanding of the movements we're doing, how to use it together, and kind of all that awareness to it is minimal, but you may have had activity going in.
Right. I was a football player, tennis, a lot of active sports, but I had no idea on Olympic lifting or the CrossFit. I came into CrossFit for the workout. I stayed for the community. So I had no idea really what it was.
Right. Is that what you would kind of agree with that, Corey? Like that 1-3-ish? Kind of how people will start up often.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it, because kind of like how you said, there's some people who start that they may have a really good fitness base, but they may not have the education base or the depth of knowledge, like you're saying. So you can have someone come in that's phenomenally fit. They just haven't learned how to apply it to what's going on in here. So they're technically kind of in that beginner phase, even though we're not saying fitness wise they're a beginner. We're saying they just haven't experienced that much in here to kind of get that next level that they're going to.
Right. That quality of movement, that understanding that how can I progress correctly?
Yeah.
And so those are typically the people that start up with us somewhere between 1-3.
Right.
Because of, you know, a lot of us may have started on 2 or 3 because maybe we have activities before. Mm-hmm. Other people definitely 1. So we see a lot.
But Embraces all 3. So by the way, all 3 of those folks, when I came into Elements, which that's what it was called before, had all 3 groups inside of it. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
So, and that's part of a small version of the community, right? So those people typically, what's best for them, and again, we're given ranges, right? In the beginning is about 2 to 3 days a week. Let's say if they're coming in the gym and kind of working hard and stuff like that. Mainly, there's different things going on because a lot of the times a lot of the movements are new to people. So their connective tissues, their muscles are getting used to how to recover themselves for it. It's like a foreign kind of movement on the muscles. And then also, especially if people haven't, even the example of if people did, let's say CrossFit or something really active for years and then got back into it after being off for a while, their muscle memory might be there, but their movement pattern may be there, but where they can generate soreness or their body's awareness to how to recover, again, multi reps of this kind of activation is just not adapted yet.
Yes, exactly. I can say for myself, when I first started, whether it was a box jump or a snatch movement with just a PVC pipe, I was so unused to doing those kind of things that you're right. I go, okay, I thought I was in really good shape. I got a good sweat up, but the next day I felt my shoulders. I felt, to your point, I felt a soreness that I was used to soreness. I just wasn't used to soreness in those areas.
You like find muscles you didn't know you had.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of times that people say,
I guess that's what a rotator cuff is.
Right.
Well, I also feel like too that the prescription, I guess, from the coaching side is a little bit varied depending on like the type of person they are. Cause you know, you get to know them through those on-ramp sessions. And if it's somebody who struggles with their schedule of being consistent, you could easily say, hey, plan on coming Monday, Wednesday, Friday, set it in your schedule. And now for them, that's really beneficial because now they have a routine that they're going to adhere to. And it's less about like, you need to work out that many times. It's you need to build the habit to then kind of progress from it. And then there's other people who they're like super gung-ho and excited. And they're like, I want to come 7 days a week. And you're like, okay, well, it's new. You're going to find, you know, different sorenesses and different feelings. So let's plan for 4 days a week, really kind of be a sponge, absorb as much as you can information-wise, and then kind of build up from there. Because those are the ones that surprise themselves of they're not 20 years old anymore. And, you know, they get injuries. And, you know, and so they need to kind of dial those people back to make sure that they stay safe and they end up staying there longer.
Yeah, they made me stay an extra week in the beginning of what you call on-ramp because they said
I was still in on-ramp, to be honest.
I'm going to on-ramp you guys in a minute here.
Minus one step.
Yeah. But because of that, because I would come in a lot and they said, no, you need to absorb these movements better. It wasn't a question of fitness. It goes, Pete, you just look like you're totally out of control of what you're doing. So
yeah, and that's why like kind of like at least what we've found is best for us with brand new people is, you know, giving them what we call a prescriptive model, where we're actually prescribing and recommending the best step for them where they are. And for some people, it might be more one-on-one sessions. Some people might be just one-on-one. Some people might be nutrition guidance with it. But even like we just had someone that just finished some sessions to go into classes. And then she was like, you know, I'm not as ready yet. I think I'd like a few more of those, kind of like the same idea, right? And so it's individually kind of customizing that per person. But to Corey's point, huge, like the biggest thing in that early beginner stage for a lot of people that are getting into this is building a habit more than anything. Building a habit, the body can consistently recoup itself and learn if you're consistent with what you're doing. Is that kind of right with the connective tissues and all that? And
yeah, soreness? I mean, if you take anybody who, I mean, you can take someone who's sedentary, or you can take someone, like you said, like an avid mountain biker and stuff, and you're going to add stresses to your body in here, which are good stresses. That's what working out is, but add stresses to your body that they just haven't had before. And so if you do a lot of those at once, your body's going to kind of fight back and it's going to get irritated and things. So by gradually building that up, you're going to be a lot safer, a lot healthier. And that's why even those people that are really gung-ho, almost holding them back is a good thing, because we're kind of doing the job for them of, you know, keeping them from pushing past that threshold that their body's not quite ready for. Mm-hmm. And the same thing with those new people is they need to get doses of that. But if they're only coming once a week, that's not an effective dose. And so we need to say, hey, you know, plan to come 2 to 3 times a week. Be consistent, build that base. That way they're able to progress and not have those any risks or injuries.
Yep. Totally. Yep. So the beginner run, mainly, like we said, about 2 to 3 times a week. How often should they work out? Again, that's dependent. It could be up to 4, whatever. And that also depends on where they're at with their own.
I suspect, though, most beginners, including, are going to find that the enjoyment of this and the community of this mm-hmm. will infectiously say, you'll have to hold them back to 3 to 4. Because I know you're saying 2 to 3. I get it. I understand mm-hmm. that. But all you new people that want to chew that, what I think we're saying here is 2 days get you there. Mm-hmm. But you don't feel bad if you feel enthusiastic. You want to come every other day. Mm-hmm. And it turns out to be a 4 day. As long as the coaches keep you within the realms of doing things correctly.
Progressing at the right pace. And then just leaning on us. Because the cool thing is we get to see this all the time. So like, and the biggest thing I talk to about a lot of people, I see often a lot of people, like I'm saying with, that were, may have done CrossFit for a while. Loved it somewhere else, moved out here, changed life, had kids, whatever, right?
Right.
And they may not have been here before, or even ones that have. And then they come back and they're like, I'm ready to get back into it. I'm a little nervous. Usually we will, if they don't want to do any like one-on-ones and stuff, which is fine, we bring them in, but we're like, hey, like ego needs to be out of it. Your numbers are totally different. You just need to move. Give your body at least 2 weeks of 3-ish days, give or take. Right. Give it a couple weeks and then you'll know when it's time to step it up.
Right.
Because sometimes people go gung-ho and then they're like, can't move for a week. And that's the last thing you want. So moving into like the intermediate category, right? So again, by these, again, it's not just athletic level. It's much more depth of understanding with regards to movements, how their body reacts to them, how their body is doing, all that kind of stuff, comfort and everything. So the beginning of getting into all this stuff is a bit overwhelming, right? You're learning everything. Especially when you're coming into the gym and there's music and there's a coach and there's names and there's community and there's a pipe and then there's this and there's stretching and what's my time and I don't know how to look at a clock and like stuff like that, right? Once that kind of all is adjusted, you've done movements a little bit more often, you're aware of what a kettlebell swing is, that's when it starts to get a little bit more fun because you get better at things pretty quickly because you're more adjusted into it, you may be more efficient, you can push it a little bit more, you know what your general weights are. So that one, depending, that's, I would say, step 4 to 7 on that 10 steps, right? What that usually can be for people can happen as soon as 2 to 4 weeks into coming in. That's a quicker timeline, I would say, up until, you know, an endless amount, a couple years, whatever it is. But that would be probably around 3 to 5 times a week in general of attending. Again, in general.
Yeah, I would say there's 2 big indicators of maybe moving on to that next level is you could probably at least come in and look at the board and see what the workout is and have a pretty good idea. You may not recognize everything perfectly, but you can at least kind of on your own discern and figure out what that is so you're not coming in blind. And then kind of like I was saying, understanding your weights, your movements is be like, okay, we're working on, you know, pull-ups. You're like, oh, I know I need to work on kipping for me to get to that next level. I want to work on that. You know, having maybe some goals now that you kind of found your foundation, found where you're at. And now you're like, okay, what's my next step of moving forward is I want to work on this. I want to learn double unders. I have all these goals now. And I think that's a big chunk of a lot of people is they're in that phase where they're still accumulating the skills. Mm-hmm. And I think that takes a lot of time or years potentially for everyone to get all those skills accumulated, which would probably eventually kind of move them on to that next level.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just the depth of understanding what you're not proficient at would be, that's the level I'm at. I'm at the intermediate level because I know what I'm not proficient at. But Well, we'll talk about what I think. I think what it really comes down to is not giving a shit. No, I'm sorry, everybody. No, but that second level is really important because, and that's where the time really comes and the coaching comes into place, because you'll find that at CrossFit, like a golf game, you won't be proficient at anything. There's always things you can improve on almost in every movement, even the things you're good at. Whether you're good at a rope climb, you can get better at it. If you're good at a handstand push-up, you can still get better at it. Mm-hmm.
And those people are the really fun ones to coach, because the ones that take in the information and try it and then they do a little bit better, it's A, really rewarding because, you know, you're seeing someone progress, but then they get really excited about it and right. they want to progress. And those people I always have a blast coaching, because you can always give them like more and more and more, and they always want to learn. And I really enjoy that aspect of it. I mean, that's a really fun
so
part.
So you must really
it.
Enjoy coaching me then, huh, Corey?
Oh man, I just get so much joy out of coaching
you. I
thought
so when I come in, I see that smile on your face.
I'm like, what else can I give them?
I'll try to kill this guy. Yeah, right. Yeah, lift that heavier weight.
Right. So the intermediate one, like Corey said, is a pretty interesting, fun one. And as an athlete, it is kind of that. It's also like at times a deer in headlight. It's an excitement about new movements, and it's a deer in headlight with I want to do everything.
Yeah, I've right? got to get ring muscle ups.
Yeah,
so I've got to get these done.
Even like a little side thing, when I got into it, this was different times and everything. Like I wanted to do. I always liked athleticism and stuff, and when I was kind of like a little more aware of these movements, I wanted to kind of challenge it and kind of do little competitions in it. And that was very small then. My whole goal with a competition was just to be good enough to do every movement, not even great, just good enough to do every movement, that if it was in a workout, I could at least do it.
Right.
It's not like if it was a pull-up and I didn't have any pull-ups, I'd be like, well, crap, I can't do that workout.
Right.
So that was kind of like that.
It wasn't about crushing every movement. It was about get every movement. Okay, I have to do this.
Get a foundation of everything, right? I might not be great at strength, but I can at least do a snatch or something, right? So that kind of was that intermediate mindset for me. And that kind of resonated, where I was just kind of like, all right, let's learn all these things. And then that's where, as you get more adapted to it, like we said, you know which kettlebell is a good kettlebell weight for you to grab. Like Corey said, if we read the board and we're like, okay, there's this many push-ups, this is how my push-up level should be on this day, or something to that manner, right? So that's kind of fun in that intermediate level. So again, most people with that general range, how often should they work out? Probably about 3 to 5 times a week. They're in a pretty good rhythm, pretty good consistency.
So intermediate also asks not only about looking at the board, mm-hmm. and it also understands, you have to understand your conditioning levels now, your CrossFit conditioning levels now, either it's improving.
Yeah. Your fitness overall is improving, your awareness of your times overall. Not everything's going like super straight up, right?
Right.
But just your comfort and awareness of understanding everything around, along with your own body, is more adapted.
Yeah, I think in the beginning, the beginning people, and when I remember too, is that because you lack efficiency,
right?
Your conditioning level to do, let's say, a thruster, even though that move is relatively not hard, let's say a squat clean, which takes a little bit more effort as far as skill set. Mm-hmm. So you're muscling up a little bit more, you're pushing yourself wrong, so you're exhausted a little bit more. As you go to the intermediate level, those movements that you're decent at are good, but also you understand your conditioning level.
Yeah.
So you go, okay, I'm starting to figure this out now. Let me work theoretically. Let me work on getting better at this movement so I'm more efficient through it. I think that's part of being the intermediate too. You're working on your efficiency levels, mm-hmm. which correlate to your conditioning.
Totally.
So.
Yeah, I've always joked that we're like the laziest hard workers, is you're trying to find the most efficient way to do the hardest things.
Yeah,
yes. That's really so true. Because like, I mean, if you want to really think about it, someone who's really bad at a clean is wasting all this energy. Yeah. They're kind of getting a better workout. Like, but that's obviously not the point.
Yeah, it was like double unders. I remember people go, yeah, I rest during my double unders. I go, damn, how do you do that? Yeah. How do you rest during your double unders?
I feel bad explaining that classes of all different levels, beginner, intermediate, advanced like this. It's like, yeah, you know, you guys can just try to recover yourself in your double unders. People look at you like that don't have anything. Like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. You know? I press on the first 10.
yeah, totally. So that's the interesting kind of fun piece about that intermediate one. A lot of people get into that stage, most people are generally there. Mm-hmm. And again, that can be a month in. Most people, it's probably around that 6 months in on average, I would say, to up to around like 2 years.
People can I think the intermediate people person too is someone who's now committed.
Yeah.
They're beyond the taste of the Kool-Aid. Now it's become, they're joining the cult, the CrossFit cult. And those are the people, by the way, the intermediate people, which you haven't talked about, are the people that can't stop, and the beginning, who cannot stop talking about CrossFit when they go out to dinner.
Yeah.
They go, oh, shut up.
Way forever ago. Yeah. That used to be the only thing. How do you know someone does CrossFit? They'll tell you.
100 times.
And you're proud of it. So that's cool because you're working hard and you're so stoked because it feels so good.
So it's the socialization. Better. Intermediate people, we know. We get it. You're talking intermediate
about people. Good point. And then lastly, we can look at it as the veteran or the advanced or whatever you want to kind of call that kind of top level of this. And again, this is not CrossFit Games level type style, not athleticism as much as it is level of understanding, depth of understanding of movements, now strategies of workouts, how to attack things, how to challenge themselves, where they're at, where they should not be, which is huge, which we can talk about in a little bit, and also their how to recover their body correctly and when they need to do that, right? So this is thinking of any kind of advanced athlete in anything.
True.
Right? These people, the difference that they always talk about in any sport typically is there's a technical ability to an extent, and then there's like a mental game, right? There's those best people are different mentally, and this is kind of like where you could think of some of that too. Those people can probably attend 4 to 6 times a week, give or take, and that's very calculated dependent on everything. I would say that this can be a couple years. Typically after a couple years, people can get into this awareness, this level, this advanced veteran level, at least in the CrossFit fitness world. And this is where a lot of fun is. And sustainability, if you can get there.
I think advanced level is basically time.
Right.
Because I think we're all intermediate athletes. I mean, not to try to be humble or whatever, but we all are working on some movements. We're all working on stuff. But time gives you a little bit of, unless you're a total, well, for most, time gives you the wisdom, understanding your body, understanding. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll go to Corey, what's your intent of this workout? Mm-hmm. And so, well, I want your cardio to be here. Here's what I want. I'll go, okay. Because if I have to modify a movement, because of my limitations, I go, I have to get that intensity from another spot of this workout. So I think time helps and gives you the CrossFit. I don't mean this too deeply, but the CrossFit wisdom to know basically what you're trying to accomplish here. Because I think that without time, you cannot get to that. You'll always be a mid-level, personally, I'll always be a mid-level athlete. Mm-hmm. But the time gives me the wisdom to become more an advanced athlete, not necessarily in skills, but at least understanding myself.
And understanding.
Right.
Yeah. And I think there's a hard thing because we were talking about, you know, like how many days should we say like an advanced or veteran athlete probably comes is likely they're coming multiple days, like 4 to 6 days a week.
Right.
Because they do have the knowledge and the wisdom that not every day is going to beat them down and try to, you know, be rolling on the floor. Is they understand that there's going to be days where they need to dial it back. There's days where they're going to be able to push it and challenge themselves. And then maybe they have, say, a pre-existing injury and something limits their ability to do something. They know that they can still get a good workout by finding other ways to make that workout beneficial without just being like, oh, I got to lift as heavy as I can or go as fast as I can. It could be skill-based. It could be technique. It could be, you know, aerobic. But finding those things allows you to come to multiple days. Because if I was, say, very beginner and I see something that I'm not very good at, I may likely just skip that day because I say, oh, I can't do double unders. I'm just not going to go to
that day. I just don't want to do burpees.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you could also understand, okay, maybe I'll show up and I'll work on that as a skill. It doesn't have to mean that I'm going to, you know, blow it out of the water, but now I have that ability to work on it. And then that allows you to come to a lot more days because you, like I said, you understand what the intent is. And a lot of the times the coaches also say what the intent is. You know, we try to tell you like in the class, like, hey, this is what we're looking for. And the veteran ones are the ones that listen to that and apply it. I would say it's a little bit harder for the beginners to apply that because it's more just trying to make it, you know, it's overwhelming. But once you get to that higher level, you say, hey, you should push it on this. You should rest and recover on that. And then they can start kind of getting different benefits out of the workout because they understand it.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Yeah,
it goes back to that same original statement because I know for a fact I was just thinking, well, you know, I really, as you get more involved with CrossFit, you learn to understand your body better, dot, 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 dot. But a year ago in July, just after COVID, we started coming back into the gym and, or just during the COVID, the county let us back in the gym do some workouts. We were doing the Murph workout, I think it was in September or whatever. I ran out the back door with what I thought was just a moderate amount of hip soreness. I ran two steps and then I basically fell to the ground. So you're still learning, even in that advanced level, that the difference between a potential injury soreness mm-hmm. and a normal soreness. And mm-hmm. those are the kind of things that I think also, by the way, I recovered from that 100%, everybody. But thank you for right? that. It was a bursitis in my hip. That's basically it was. But, you know, like there's lots of prayers and holy oil on it. I'm feeling much better today.
But beyond that, right, let's say right after that, learning how to recoup your body is what you did. And then how to modify and kind of build back in correctly. Mm-hmm. That's the advanced or veteran.
I learned about the advantage of an Epsom salt bath, too.
Yeah.
I really did. I never even thought about that. I thought that was just something that, you know, you have with candles and maybe a bottle of cheap wine, but anyway,
and Enya, the nicer part about kind of like moving that needle upwards towards that veteran or advanced athlete, it seems like there's more humility there and more self-understanding and more like awareness to these I'm not great at. And these are only going to go so far. I can work on them slowly here, but I don't need to kind of bite off more than I should chew in X. Right.
Yeah. You don't have to look at the games athletes anymore and say, I want to get to that. Not to say get to that level, but I want to aspire to that kind of way.
Right.
You just realize that, you know,
that's a different world.
It's a different world. And it's a different mindset. It's a different, all sorts of stuff, which we can talk about later too.
You start to realize that you can get a really good workout out of a very simple workout. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't need to be really heavy or difficult in that aspect. You know, the whole more isn't better thing is I don't need to train like a games athlete. I can still do one single workout, get a really good workout for the day, and progress. And
you know, it's funny. It's almost a full circle. Mm-hmm. So when you get really along into this thing, you realize like the beginning people, I came for the community, I stayed for the workout.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't require, but somewhere in that intermediate, you got to get that transition that, no, I don't need necessarily to become a regional athlete. I don't need this to do what you want. I mean, it's good to have goals.
I feel like there's always that middle where you want to spend a lot of extra time working on skills before and after class. And it's not a bad thing, but, you know, there's a limit of how much you're going to progress in one day. So, you know, work on it a little bit, work on it the next day and kind of move. But, you know, you're not going to become phenomenally fit in a week. You know, it takes a journey, right?
Just perfect way to kind of sum it up. Like Peter says, it's a journey, kind of move through it. But again, this is a cool one. Again, beginners, intermediate, advanced, wherever you may lie, good ways to kind of generally think of and categorize where you may be and how often you should probably attend. But biggest things are talk to the coaches. We'll help guide you guys, listen to it, and kind of help you through along that process.
And like Corey said, build the habit of coming.
Yep.
That's all you got to do.
Yep.
It's easy. Everybody's welcome.
Awesome. Thank you guys.
Thanks again for listening to The Reform Way. You can find us on our social media channels. Our Instagram is @CrossFitReform. Our Facebook is CrossFit Reform. And you can listen to more of these podcasts on any of the major streaming services such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, any of the major apps, and Buzzsprout.